Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jill.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good. I'm like, you know me, I'm like the Duracell bunny.
Are you warm enough?
I am. I had no idea whether I was warm enough. I didn't think I was.
I've just got a little chilly. So
my legs are a bit chilly. How can you put the heating on using your phone? Ooh, gels in the future.
I'm incrementally upgraded on the heating.
Oh, she listened to last week. Have you? Incrementally upgrading. She's posh. How did you do that? Is that?
Oh, it's magic. It's true magic.
What that is? I thought that was a plug-in.
No, that's the heater. I can put that on from the bedroom. So when
have
I
you
wake
got like
up,
an Amazon smart plug or something, or a Hive or something?
A Hive in here, yeah.
Oh, posh.
So when I wake up, knowing that I'll be working in here about 9 usually, I'll put the heating on so
that's
it's lovely and toasty.
We can do that remotely as well. Andy spent about 2 years trying to get me to get the app because every time I wanted the heating on,
it's like I'm a controlled wife.
I had to say, Andy, can you put the heating on?
That's the only one that I've got control over.
And
the
it's
rest
not
of the house has nothing
I just,
to do with me.
Can I just defend Andy? He's not a controlling twat.
No, he just knows
he was getting really frustrated that I wouldn't get the app. I just couldn't get my head around.
I couldn't, no. At the house, I don't touch.
Got it now. Don't touch it though. I put an extra jumper on.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Can't be bothered.
That's why we got the oodie things.
Yeah,
we
do star
oodies,
jumps, can't you?
Yeah.
Just a little bit of wee comes out, but still worth a go. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm very well, thank you, Rach.
Awesome.
I'm
hope you've been finding pennies on the floor since last week.
Absolutely. I've been finding money in handbags.
Oh, amazing. I'm going to do that. I need to do another declutter. That's another tip.
If you've got anything for the homeless, friend's collecting for the homeless people.
Okay.
So nice jumpers, anything that can go on the street.
Do you know what? We always have spare, which would be perfect for that. Because we always have spare waterproof coats and stuff.
That she'd love that.
Yeah, they're not necessarily warm, but they're like thin max and stuff. Yeah.
It rains a lot, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, even in the summer they're useful, aren't they? Yeah, yeah, I will. I'll pass
thank
it because Andy's wonderful sister works for Regatta.
I
so
remember
we often,
you always had nice
we
clothes.
We often have lots of out. We are an outdoorsy, well, we can look like an outdoorsy family even if we don't go
indoors.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Jel, I must tell you about this opportunity I've seen for us that I think we should apply for.
Oh, my word. What's coming next?
Do you want to know what it is? I saw an advert the other day for they're looking for contestants for Race Around the World. Do you know what that is?
Absolutely not. What is it?
Race Around the World. I think it's the BBC. Race Around the World is there's pairs of people. So it could be a mum and son, two mates.
Two witches.
Well, you see where I'm going with this.
Oh, I've got to update you on that casting thing as well. Go on, carry on. I knew you had. I meant to tell you last week, but
it's
just come back to me talking
brilliant.
About it.
That's amazing. So dynamic duos. And what they do is they plop you somewhere in the world, right? And you've got a limited...
They just drop you somewhere.
They drop you, right? And they give you...
So we could be like in Bootle. If they decide we're in Bootle.
Oh, God, imagine if we start. We'd be sound if we started in Bootle. Because we could easily get. In fact, if they did start in Bootle. Because what they've got to do, they've got a certain amount of money, right?
Okay.
Right? And that's all they've got. And they've got to get from point A to point B somewhere else in the world, right?
So they could give you like £2.
I think they give
you
a bit more.
To China.
Than that. I saw the celebrity version.
I don't understand.
I saw the celebrity version and I think they were somewhere in Portugal or so. And then they've got to get to, say, Austria. I don't know, right? Somewhere. Right, and you've got to go, and you've got to race around the world to get there. But you've only got a certain amount of money. But you've got to try and blag things. We'd be brilliant at this.
My mouth is just open and hanging.
But
now.
So
I'm
you
not
can,
quite
so
sure.
you can blag. I need to watch it more. I've only seen.
So we can just get in a lorry and chat lorry drivers up and get lifts.
Exactly. We'd be fucking
we'd be
brilliant
marvelous.
At this.
Yeah.
I know.
We'll
just manifest this. But if they dropped us in Bootle, we'd be signed because we know loads of people. We could get someone to. Oh yeah, I'll drive you
I
to
know
Austria.
Loads
Jill.
Of people everywhere.
Imagine, I'll drive you to Austria, Jill.
I've got friends in loads of places all over the world.
But
so
you've got checkpoints, so you've got to get. So there's a point where it becomes fair, where you sort of even up a bit. But you do, I think.
But can you phone your mates up and ask for? Say, if I've got friends in Germany.
I need to.
You need to get the rules.
I need
right
to. Yeah, I haven't really prepared this. I've just decided. I think I saw two episodes of the celebrity version that Harry Judd from the band. McFly was on with his mum, and they were cute. They were cute as him and his mum, and I really liked them. So that was, and but I just think,
will we be on the celebrity version?
I don't. Well, who knows? No, I think we'd be on the normal version. But how good's that? So you've got to go. I think the only problem is, it's, I think you've got to be available because it's 8 weeks.
Oh, my.
You've got to be available between October and December 2024. Now.
Oh, that's all right. I've got nothing going on then.
I have committed to a 2-week trip to California in October.
They might drop you in California, save you a few bucks. Yeah,
well, I think let's apply.
Go for it,
because,
Rach.
It might not start till. Andy, you'd love that. Me going away to California for 2 weeks, coming back.
And I'll then be going away for 8.
And then going away for 8.
Who are you?
So I don't know whether this is a good idea, but
I'm going to have to pay cat care at this rate.
I think we'd be brilliant.
Absolutely.
Because it's about blagging your way around the world and not,
blag our way around
and not spending as much. Oh, we can easily get. So sometimes they do a shift in a bar and they get, and they give them lodgings for the night and things like that.
We can sing.
Oh, mate, we'd stay in the first bar and not leave for 8 weeks.
We'd be evicted.
We'd be TV gold.
Oh, I think it would. I'm actually looking forward to this programme.
Well,
now.
Let's manifest it.
Not that I know anything about
it. The girls I'm going to California with will be fuming if I get on it. But there you go.
Well, they've got, you know, just drop you off you in California.
You can't stand in the way of a girl's dream.
No, you can't. Yeah,
which is to travel around the world with gel.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway, that's what we're doing.
You can take my little yellow
so
car.
That's my news.
Oh, are you filling in the application or do you need me to do it?
No, I'll sort it out. I'll ask you if I need anything.
Okay.
As
I'll
usual.
I'll give you all the information, including my bank account.
I think the witch backstory will get us at least selected for the first
definitely,
round.
Definitely, yeah.
It'll just be fun to be interviewed by the producers and see if we get on or not.
Well, Anne from the casting company phoned
me
up.
Oh, do
again.
Tell me.
I must tell you, because you were right, she wanted £75. She took the leg off me and then went, so that'll be £75. And I went, oh no, Rachel said I can't give you any money.
Is that what you said? She said, who the hell's Rachel?
I said, other people want me for nothing. So, literally.
They pay me.
So, yeah, she just put the phone down on me.
Did she?
Rude Anne was.
Brilliant. Well done, Gel, for being assertive.
I didn't give him
not,
the £75.
Not paying £75.
You predicted it and knew what was coming.
Yeah, well, people had put it on. Oh, I didn't really predict it. It wasn't very witchy. The review said they tried to get £75 off me.
You saw into the review.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have thought to look at the review.
Did that flicker again?
Yeah. There's lots going on in here today.
There's lots going on in here.
Because the lights are really bright nowadays, aren't they? Yeah, since we've had the new dimmer switch. It's no longer dim.
Sorry, I'm just hydrating,
Geraldine. I know.
Have we got a theme? Because we haven't got loads of time
well,
to
I
record
wanted
this
to
episode,
talk about health, people's health.
Are we feeling healthier now? Because we were both
definitely
a bit
healthier. And the weather's starting to improve. So vitamin D levels are becoming.
It's
up.
March now.
Yay! And I think for me, looking at people's health, everybody's different. So you've got to look at your own health and you've got to start looking at your vitamin and mineral levels because this is the most important thing for me. Mm-hmm. And nobody really talks about it. You go to the doctors, you get your bloods works and they come back and they go, yeah, they're fine.
How do you know your vitamin and mineral levels then?
Well, it's all done through your blood work.
Oh, so do you have to go to the doctors and ask for us?
Well, you could. There's private blood tests. There's quite a few out there. And I think it's well
worth. Can you hook me up? Because I need to do this. I take a vitamin pill when I remember.
And you can be overdosing in vitamins.
Oh, come on. I just take a good quality multivitamin and a fish oil when I remember.
No, that's fine. But if you've got too much of something already, it can be just as bad as not having enough.
I remember I had vitamin. I needed a vitamin D injection once. Or is it B?
B.
B12.
B12,
that's it. Apparently, they found that out from my bloods.
So if you've needed it once, you probably need it more than once.
But I've got the energy though, haven't I? Usually it's because you're tired.
But you can be burning like negative, if you know what I mean. Your body doesn't always recognise that it hasn't got it.
Can you hook me up with some tests?
Well, the hair analysis test did a very good comprehensive look.
I still haven't done that. No,
you need to do that.
Can you send me the link?
The link for that I will send. And if anybody else wishes to have that link, because
messages on
we're trying to do it for as many people as we can. It's £15 of your good money and it's your health. Your health.
And we probably manifested that since last week.
Well, it's your wealth for me. If I'm not well, I can't work. So I've got to keep myself healthy. It's a priority.
And my aim, I mean, as I, you know, rapidly progress in middle age.
that sounded quite depressing.
I you know me, I've had health goals. This is my health and wealth. They're my two goals this year. And there's no, I really want to be a healthy old lady.
Yeah,
right?
Me too. Yeah.
I don't want to be really struggling. I mean, my mum and dad are pretty healthy. They've got
they're
things.
They're really good.
But overall, they're pretty good.
Yeah, and Richie's mum and dad are too.
Mum will argue that she's not, but I'm looking in comparison with other people the same age, and they're really good.
Other people your mum and dad's age are running around on Zimmer frames and, you know, wheelchairs.
Or not here, or, you know what I mean? Or, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm focusing on, you know, my body healthy and what goes into my body. Oh, I know what I was saying last week.
It's what goes in that counts.
I was talking about Simon Cowell, and then I didn't tell you why I was talking about Simon Cowell. I was talking about somewhat successful people. I've gone loop back to last week. Successful people often wear the same outfit every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
To save them having to think.
Exactly. So do you know what I do that's very Simon Cowell? I have the same breakfast every morning.
Just
do you know
to
what
make
I have?
Life easy.
And, but also because it's healthy, I have sauerkraut.
Oh, this is
boiled
your new
eggs
thing.
Every day. Oh, it's delicious. Why are you pulling a face?
I know. It's just, I don't like
I need to learn
eggs.
How to make sauerkraut. I know Rich is
Rich
good at stuff. I know.
Make
I'll
it
have a little word.
It stinks to high heaven when you open the fridge.
Andy
said,
and you know what Andy's new thing is? In fact, he says, I wrote it down to put it in some comedy thing because I like the line, but he says he's putting it in his comedy book. Anyway, so we're fighting over the same line. Anyway,
he said, you both got a comedy book on the go.
Well, he's writing, I'm performing.
You like that fella on the telly who goes on with his wife? They do a double act.
Oh.
I find him quite
don't
depressing.
Don't think me and Andy should ever work together.
I think it'd be quite good.
No, he writes books and I perform comedy differently.
But you're writing a book.
Yeah. But I'm writing a book about.
So he could perform comedy. You could have a turn
back
around.
Off, Andy. Back off. No, anyway, what he said was, because I was eating these boiled eggs and sauerkraut as I was getting ready in the morning, he went, Rachel, this is not bedroom food.
Ooh, no, it stinks.
Says the man who brought smoked haddock.
Not
smoked haddock, smoked mackerel, worse, and ate it in bed. Just smoked mackerel, not even smoked mackerel pastry. Smoked mackerel once. This happened about 20 years ago. Haven't let him forget it. Anyway, back on health. Go.
Well, for me, the main part is like the soil. Flowers grow in the right environment and all flowers need different soil. And just like flowers, we are the same. We have to have the right environment for us to flourish and to grow well. So rhododendrons, like, you know, sandy soil, that's because they're not native to this country. Oh. So if you're not native to an area, often your needs are very different.
Yeah.
So people will say, oh, I eat a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
Well, you're not living in the Mediterranean.
Ah.
So it's wrong for our climate. It's wrong for us.
Ah, so what if you don't live in your natural environment? So say you are from Africa, right? And you live in Sweden.
Yeah.
Completely different climates. Should you eat?
Well, you'd really have to look at your vitamin D levels because black skin needs more vitamin D. And that's when COVID hit. A lot of black people became very unwell because their vitamin D levels were so depleted.
So you should think about what your
Body requires.
What your body requires from your ancestry.
My skin needs sunlight. I look ill in the winter. I look very beige.
You don't produce your own. What were you telling me the other day? You don't produce your own.
I haven't got any iron. Anyone?
I'm not laughing because you can't be saying it wasn't that. It was something to do with melatonin or.
Oh, yeah, I'm low on melatonin. So for sleep, I don't have a lot of melatonin to sleep with.
Something to do with. Oh, something that you couldn't. Oh, I can't remember. There's something weird about you, anyway.
There's always something weird about me. But there's the vitamin and minerals that I found out I was very depleted in iron. Mm-hmm. And I get that sort of feeling in my heart. So a lot of people put that down to anxiety. Right. And I know it's my iron deficiency.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of my signals and I know how to repair myself because it's like working on my own car if I was a good mechanic. Most people haven't got a clue their own body.
Some people, I work with a lot of young people who experience anxiety. Mm-hmm. What they're describing as anxiety.
And then drink Red Bull.
This is what I'm going to say. I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying all anxiety is fabricated because they're drinking Red Bull. I'm not saying that at all. But I think diet, people don't look at diet and lifestyle.
Exactly.
As, like sleep, like basics. I always ask young people about the basics. It's almost like I'm a little health coach.
That's
I am.
Exactly
I kind of am.
What you've got to do.
I say, how's your sleep? What's your water intake like? what's your diet like? Talk me through a regular day. Do you have breakfast? And very, very often...
The ones that have got anxiety...
And they go, oh, yeah, eat all right. Well, and what their perception...
Drink 12 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And have me monster drink. Mm, it's like for good.
And what their perception of eating well is... Like Wheaties people go, mix. Oh, yeah, I eat good. But they might eat really good home-cooked meal with good ingredients or whatever. But actually, spag bol is great. But that if you eat that every day or you don't sneak some vegetables in, it's not that whole.
Well, like carbohydrates. Most people have carbohydrates. It's a strange fuel. I've talked about this in the past on keto. Your carbohydrates is like putting a piece of paper into the fire. It doesn't give you that long burning energy.
Mm.
But if you put your protein in, it's like putting coal on the fire. It burns and it's slow burning. So your body gets...
Like fermented cabbage and eggs.
Fermented cabbage and eggs. You'll be burning forever.
And nuts. Oh my God, I've been making this nut roast recipe.
I love nuts. I could now, live on nuts.
Everything in this nut roast is just divinely good for you. It's all good. It's all proper food.
Uh-huh.
I think I eat it every day for lunch. I have that with salad for lunch every day.
That's really... See, your diet's always been healthy because you like cooking
It hasn't always... I do like cooking, but you can like cooking and cook carbonara, which is not... It's lovely as a treat, but...
It's better that it's home-cooked carbonara than shop.
But I crave now because I've shifted my diet. I'm much more vegetarian these days. I don't think I'll go vegan because I like eggs and cheese, but...
Yeah.
But much more vegetarian, less
and
meat.
And to me, meat's sometimes surplus in the meal because the flavour and the textures. We've been doing a lot of sort of stir-fry pad thai and stuff like that, which I really could live on pad thai.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the flavours with the nuts and all the stuff that's in it.
Give us a recipe for that.
We've been buying, Rich's been buying, it's like a kit, pad thai kit.
Oh, okay.
So you make it all yourself, but you put your own, he puts chicken in, but I'll push the chicken to one side and just have all the, because it's like rice noodles, it's got the bean sprouts, I do it's got carrots, cabbage.
Yeah, I do that with Cantonese food, with pak choi and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then what I'll do is I'll dry toast some cashews, and sprinkle them on.
I had a lovely soup yesterday. It was parsnip soup. No, not parsnip, turnip soup.
Oh, my mum loves a spiced root vegetable soup.
It was absolutely delightful, but what she'd done... was dry fried.
Who's she? Who's she?
My friend Karen. I don't know if you're listening, Karen. Yoga Karen.
Hi, Karen.
And then what happened after that was there was green cabbage and she dry fried a little bit of green, but she cut the veins out of the cabbage and it stayed really, really green. And she put some chili in the pan and a little tiny bit of oil, not much, and put that on top of the soup. Oh, my word.
Oh, Karen, we're coming for tea.
It was delightful. And I was like, when she said you want like turnip soup with cabbage. I was
with the rice, with a bit of, a little bit of cumin and
it
cinnamon.
It had honey
ice.
In it. It was delightful. I'll get the recipe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll write it up or something.
That sounds like my mum's kind of thing.
But that's health to me. If you put in positive food into your body with positive intent, you know that you're doing yourself well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not all healthy food is healthy for each of us. Mm. So you put unleaded in the van, I put petrol in the car.
Well, I'd kill the van if I put unleaded in, but yeah.
You know what I mean? If you've got an engine that needs a certain type of food.
So how do we know what we need?
This is where I think the analysis comes in for me, because you can work it out and they do food mapping and they do all sorts of
diet.
Apps.
You can do a food diary and work out.
And what's this
triggers.
New thing that you stick the thing in your arm?
Oh, is it called a Zoe?
Zoe. So I was hearing about the Zoe yesterday.
You look fuming about Zoe.
Well, it's common sense to me.
You look fuming.
It's technology at its finest.
Doesn't Davina McCall do it?
Yeah, it's a lot of money
I
to
like
pay.
Davina.
But it's working on somebody I know. I haven't seen her personally, but I heard the story of her using this Zoe and within 10 days looked absolutely amazing, lost 9 pounds.
So the Zoe told her what she should be eating?
It's telling her that she's spiking when she's eating rice, that she's spiking her blood sugars when she's eating pasta. Oh. So it evens up, but there are things you can learn
anyway.
How
do we do it naturally, just by keeping a food? Because I heard if you're looking for food intolerances, for example, you strip everything out that could potentially be a food intolerance and then gradually introduce it and
or just get an allergy test.
Okay.
and then cut that one. Jill,
can you just send
me?
Can you put all this on our
we can.
Instagram?
Yes, yeah. Or I think whether I can advertise from, I don't know, but maybe if anybody's interested, I'm happy to help. Because it is my thing, and I've always, since I found out I was gluten intolerant, it was at one of the mind, body and spirit events, and I'm going back, goodness me, 20-something
years.
What
did they do to tell you? How did they know?
Well, I did something called the Vegas test, which it's like you're held on to a metal bar, and you lost the connectivity. They give you a bar to hold and a substance. And your body, it's very hard to describe on air because I'm doing hand gestures and you can't see me.
You're looking a bit mental.
I know, I'm just sort of making funny movements. But your body knows what it can't have.
Right.
So there's other ways of doing it. There's ways of testing. But the best way to test for me is the analysis. It's a more comprehensive way of looking at the whole system, what your body's lacking.
Yeah.
And what comes back is just profound. So it's well worth £15 of your good money to look after your health.
And I suppose in the meantime, what's sensible? Just like whole foods?
Listen to your body. If you've got IBS
or
any bowel or indigestion or anything, you've got to think, what is my body telling me? Mm. It's just so sensible and I can't understand why people don't think like that.
It's every time Emily has like a creamy milkshake, she feels a bit, and then she's, oh, I think I'm lactose intolerant. And I'm like,
she
you probably
will be.
Are, you big daddy. Stop having ice cream.
She's
having...
craving ice cream. She's lactose intolerant. Anything
she
you crave.
She tried some vegan stuff and she quite liked vegan cream. Or something. And I'm like, well, if you like it, just buy vegan stuff.
Well, Penny's vegan because of her dairy intolerance. And if she has dairy, she's croaky. She's all chesty and snotty. So,
well, they don't even have dairy in Eastern Asian countries, do they?
Well, it's not good for
them. They don't have it. So it's not good for, like, I suppose it's like, well, you say where you're from, what you...
Yeah.
Chinese people, Japanese, I don't think they tolerate...
Lactose.
Lactose.
And most of us don't.
Yeah. So
you can hear it in my body.
It doesn't exist in Chinese diets and Japanese diets. They just don't have it, do they?
Under my left rib, and if anybody else gets this, it's fascinating. It's called GERD. So because my body doesn't like gluten and it's not happy.
And we don't know your ancestry, really.
I'm Irish.
Well, we do know.
I'm 98%
Irish.
Oh,
you did do it, sorry.
So I know that gluten in Ireland isn't a thing because the staple diet was potatoes.
Potatoes.
So they didn't have wheat. It wasn't a grown crop.
Can I apologise to all the Irish people for my...
Because you just like to say
potatoes.
Although
my name's Fitzsimmons, I can say it, actually.
You can say potatoes.
Shut up, I'm not apologising to Irish people. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. But I think I'm from Northern Ireland, so it'd be saying like that.
You are.
Although so, Ireland's Ireland, isn't it?
Whatever, Dublin.
To be sure. Sorry.
My history map, when you do your DNA, mine was Dublin area. So... In Ireland, there's a massive proportion of celiac compared to the rest of the world.
I've just got this like compelling urge to do ridiculous accents now.
Please don't.
To be sure. No, that's still
we'll get shot.
How about you? Cardigan, motorcycle helmet. No, I'm from Fitzsimmons is Northern Irish. I'm allowed to do it.
Sarah Cox, was it? Oh, yeah, it was Sarah Cox.
Motorcycle
she's
helmet.
She's written a book and she's done all sorts of accents and she's trying to master the accents because she's doing it as an audible book. So she was on her own show saying, I've got to try and be Cornish.
Oh, really?
And she's Northern, and she... So it was
She's from Baltimore, my dad's
from.
I'm looking at time. We've got,
have we gabbed on again?
All right, we've got like about a minute.
So we need people to be in control of their own health. If they're not well, they're not well for a reason. Their body's indicators are telling them something.
Listen
major.
To your body, guys.
And if you need help with it, write in. Answers on a postcard.
Pigeon Post. Get your fax machine out.
Let's get everybody feeling healthy, wealthy and wise.
Oh, Jill, that's a nice little tagline to finish. I'm stretching. I'm going to the gym now.
Yeah.
Just so you know. I'm going to Dance Fit. I'm
She's
coming to get you.
Dressed for the game.
Haven't been to Dance Fit for a few weeks because because I've been working. I've been working, Jill.
Oh, and sometimes you've got to work, haven't you?
If you want to earn the money, you got to work. But it's all good. I like it.
Good.
And, well, Have a lovely week, Geraldine.
And you, Rachel. Let's hope by next week everybody's written in telling us how marvellous they're feeling.
And how rich they are from the other week.
Yeah. And then they can look after us.
So be wealthy and healthy, guys. Much love to everybody. Have a lovely week. And Geraldine, I will see you very soon.
Very soon.
Very, very soon. You've been listening to My Mate's a Witch.